Today's community conversation is brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, and today we have the Paws Pet of the Week. We have Paws Assistant Director JC Peichel in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
I feel like it's a Monday. I can't talk. Who did you bring with?
This morning I brought Honey with me. She is very, very cute. very petite, little like calico tabby mix. She's got a lot of white on her and then orange, and then like the dark spots are more of tabby colored. She has like the cutest little face, and this like her fur is so soft. I just like, it's so soft, like softer than a bunny rabbit. I know, it's so soft. Such a cute cat for sure. Very, very sweet and loving. She came into Paws.
Can fit in the tightest spaces.
Oh my gosh. She came into Paws around Valentine's Day, which is why she got like the Honey sweet name. She was actually pretty sick when she first came in. She had a really, really bad upper respiratory infection. Like she could barely open her eyes because she was so congested. Like, you know, you have those days where you're just like, I don't want to do anything. Yeah. Like that was her. We started her on medication, some anti-inflammatories and steroids and stuff right away. And she's been doing great since. So she's, as you can tell, she's like completely overcome that and is very sweet. We think she's about 7 months old or so. She's getting spayed next week, and then we'll be ready for adoption.
She's a really nice cat. Aww. This morning. Showing no signs of being scared, which is
none.
Kind of weird because the last couple of weeks we've had the cats that are trying to hide all hour. And
I know.
These very playful.
Nice to have a playful cat that's outgoing. Right. You can see them while you're talking about them.
And you could see Honey in person coming up this weekend. Let's go ahead and talk about adoption hours, JC.
Yeah, so it looks like we will be open both Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday 11 to 2 and Sunday 1 to 3. And hopefully the weather stays nice so we don't have to worry about being closed because of snow or wind or anything crazy. So you'll be able to come out and see all of our animals. We still have 2 dogs available for adoption as well as a bunch of cats. I don't even want to say it because last time I jinxed it for sure, but...
Are you talking kitten season right around the corner?
Kind of, yes. Yeah. And it is kitten season. I have a kitten right now that I'm fostering and a mother cat. But we've had some really, really good adoptions lately, which has been awesome. We've unfortunately had a lot of sick cats come into Paws. But a lot of them are doing much, much better, which is good. It's just been kind of a weird few months. It seems almost every cat that comes in has some sort of upper respiratory infection, some sort of like a laceration, like Shamrock with his paw pads were kind of shaped. Like it's just been kind of crazy. So that's one thing, you know, as a nonprofit shelter, we don't have a vet on staff, and we're all volunteers. So we do initial like treatments, spraying Shamrock's feet and starting on antibiotics. Same with Honey, starting her on antibiotics. And then we get them to our vet within a few days, just so, especially if they're not getting better after a day or two, we take them to Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital just outside of Charles City. And they work with us on, especially when we have those special needs cases, able to get us in just because we aren't typical clients. We don't have animals that are with us for a super long time. So when we have an animal that comes in that's sick, it's more of a, like, we kind of need to be seen within a couple days. So we're very thankful for them being able to work us into their schedule like that.
And they're just a fun bunch of people to be around, honestly. So, check that out. And let's see. On that note, is there any spay or neuter clinics coming up?
There will be. Planned? Oh my gosh! Look at her! Oh, she's gonna roll off. She just
nice
started rolling around. So cute. So we will have. I don't have any dates yet, but stay tuned. There are 2 neuter clinics coming up, as well as two cat neuter clinics, as well as a dog neuter clinic. So that's brand new this year. We got grant funding through the Floyd County Community Foundation, and we're very, very thankful for that. But stay tuned to that. One side note, I do want to say that these animals are meant to be like house pets. So if you're bringing in animals that are semi-feral or farm cats, we want to keep this more for house pets that wouldn't normally be able to be spayed or neutered due to finances or just availability. So just keep that in mind when you're getting signed up. And then we are limiting it to if you've already brought two animals, we'd like to keep that space open for new people. Since it is all of Floyd County, there's quite a big population that would be able to take advantage of this, and we want to give everybody the same opportunity. distracted.
I'm having fun with Honey. Man. The look on her face is priceless. She's like, what?
What? She knocked over the Kleenexes. She's playing with
mouse. It's one of those situations to where she's like, yeah, don't touch me, but please touch me.
Please,
as I'm walking away, I stop, and then she just looks at me like, really?
Why? That's so funny.
It's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about upcoming fundraising events. What do you have for us, JC?
So we do have one coming up here in about a month, maybe less. We will be set up at Fleet Farm in Mason City on April 11th. I believe that is from 9 to 1. Last time it was a lot of fun. We just took a bunch of animals, a bunch of cats. I think we took like 4 or 5, maybe even 6 cats to Fleet Farm. And we hung out kind of in the middle area. And it was kind of nice because some people were expecting us and then other people weren't. And we had just cats kind of playing in a little playpen. So that was a lot of fun. So if you're in Mason City area, stop by and say hi. You can drop off donations. You can purchase your donations right there and then drop them off. So that is the Fleet Farm event. And then on June 13th, we have the Tattoos for Paws Rescues event going on again at Emerald Ink in Mason City. This will be the third year, I believe, with Emerald Ink, and we're doing kind of a different... the last 2 years we've done Mother's Day. So this year we're doing more of a Friday the 13th kind of spooky theme, even though it's on Saturday. So... really looking forward to that. And then we have the UTV ride again is set for September 26th. Okay. So starting promotion on that a little bit and working on a lot of stuff. A lot of details go into the UTV ride. So we're starting to work on the route again with the landowner and just seeing kind of what we have for options. And then sometime in October, I don't have a specific date yet. But will be the dog jog. Looks like there's a tentative date, but I don't want to say it. We have a fundraising meeting tonight. We'll hopefully get that hashed out. And yeah, so it should be another really fun, busy year of fundraisers and animals coming in and hopefully no abundance of kittens and puppies this year.
Oh, you said it.
I know.
We're all going to be rolling in.
We will see. 2025 was just wild. Like, I can't even describe the craziness that it was.
For more information on these events and more, you can check out pawsatcherylcity.com. I believe you create Facebook events for those fundraisers too. So check that out, pawsatcherylcity.com and Paws Cheryl City on Facebook as well. Let's talk about donations. I was in there volunteering on the dog side last night. I didn't see much that we needed. Somebody must have donated some treats recently. So talk about the needs for donations.
Yeah, we're always in need of monetary donations. Like I said before, we use Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital, so you can take your donation right out there, and that goes directly towards the vet care for our animals. We also bank with First Security Bank here in Charles City, so you can take donations out there as well. We do have some big goals to build a new shelter within the next few years. So we do have an account set up for that at First Security Bank also. Just let them know you'd like to donate to the new shelter account. And then, so that's monetary donations. Always in need of those just to keep things going. Vet care, high expenses, like I said, with the kind of sicker animals that have come in. So they take a lot more vet care and monitoring and just more of those supplies, cleaning and antibiotics, that kind of thing. And then cat litter, always in need of that. We got some of that that yesterday's news. They kind of call it that bigger cat litter for Shamrock, which was awesome. So I think we're sitting okay now on that, and hopefully his paw pads can heal and then he won't need that litter anymore. But clumping cat litter, always in need of fancy feast cat canned cat or kitten food. The cats really love that food over the others, which is so funny. And then dog treats, we did get some donated. We're always in need of like the fun, kind of more fun ones, I guess. Another thing for the dogs is like the Nyla bones, like the kind of harder ones that they really like to chew on those. Yeah, then paper towels, you know, all those not as fun things to buy for. So if you buy like 5 rolls of paper towels and then maybe a bag of dog treats.
And if you don't know what to get, maybe this list is overwhelming. Monetary donations can go a long way, as JC mentioned. You can do that on their website as well at pawscharlcity.com. So I've been trying to figure out what that toy is. Is that like a cup of coffee?
Yes, it is a cappuccino coffee. Because cat Joseph Pacino broke my other one. So I was at Home Goods few days ago and I got this little set, and I like coffee, and it came with like 2 little donuts, so I gave my cats the donuts and this one stays in my truck.
Honey's like, yeah,
she loves it.
Hold my cappuccino. I'll show him up. Well, thank you very much, JC, for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.